We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Larry's at home, probably right now, scrambling eggs for Dan Marino. Just saying. Hi, Sam. Samantha, how are you?
I'm doing all right.
All right, I got to ask you a question.
Me?
Yes, you. My beautiful wife is here.
Yes.
Okay. Hi, honey.
Hi.
Samantha, why do you get excited when she comes in here and you don't give a damn?
I get excited when you come in
here. No, there's no way, man.
Yes, I do.
No. Have you met Christine?
I've never met her in person. I've only talked to her on the phone.
Okay.
Yep, we just met this morning for the first time.
But somehow, some way, you get jazzed up. When you hear her name, you don't give a crap when you hear mine.
No. Whoa. There's a lot of accusations going on right now. I see you every day, Marty.
See?
I don't get to see Christine every day. I watch her on TV.
Exactly. You consider her some sort of an alleged star, right?
Well, she's just, you're a star too, Marty.
See?
What?
All right, I'm just saying.
You're a star. You're a star too.
It's not fair to get her in the middle of who's got more stars.
Woo-hoo-hoo! I love it. Samantha, play that Congresswoman soundbite, please. I want my wife to hear this. This TikTok silliness. Go ahead.
I would say there's an immediate threat via TikTok from the Chinese Communist Party that is the reason that I believe we need to ban TikTok immediately. It is the national security threat. Their access, not just to our data, but the way that they have infiltrated.
Come on. Samantha, you buying that crap?
I'm not.
There's no way.
Yeah.
Honey?
Well, I just remember what happened, what came out after the election, how Russia and other companies, other countries, put information out on Facebook and Twitter with all these fake accounts and started putting information out there. So I'm assuming that that's kind of what they're alleging can or could happen with TikTok. And that did, I think, play a role in some of our elections. So that does make me nervous. Maybe they have more information than we do. I don't know. I'm not as skeptical.
No, come on. Patrick, come in here. Come on. This is the biggest load of crap. How are they any different than Facebook or Instagram or Twitter?
They're not. And Facebook and Instagram have been infiltrated, and they're U.S. companies. So if it's owned by the Chinese, it could definitely be infiltrated.
Facebook has allowed radical groups in Middle Eastern countries to post events.
Right.
That resulted in terror attacks.
Right.
Oh, all man, Patrick. Come on, man. You heard that. You heard that soundbite. What is this? Shut down Facebook then. Why not? If we're saying that TikTok is bad, wouldn't everybody be bad?
I mean, I'll say this, at least Facebook, Instagram, at least those are, you know, Meta is an American company. So sure, it's a little bit different.
Okay, then shut down Samsung and Toyota. If that's what we're going to do, if we're going to shut down Chinese companies, let's shut them all down.
No, but it's about the information they're putting out. Samsung doesn't put out information to millions.
You're telling me
people.
Facebook doesn't have my information?
I'm saying they do, but they're a U.S. company.
What the hell's
the
difference?
So we have some control over them.
Who says?
I mean, the Chinese government doesn't have control of Facebook's information. The Chinese government does have control over what they get from TikTok.
And what is that that's so dangerous? And what is that that's hurt us? as opposed to what has happened on Twitter and Facebook and everywhere else. What?
I don't know that it already has, but I think they're afraid it could.
There have been videos posted on Facebook of live murders. Live, sir. Right?
Yeah.
Patrick knows this because he's the man. We've seen it. There have been videos posted on Facebook of live sex assaults.
Oh, yeah.
There have been videos posted on Facebook of live mass shootings, right?
Absolutely.
I'm just saying.
I worry more about like misinformation from China that they're going to try and sway people on things like what's actually happening in Ukraine or what's
actually happening with
human rights.
So just TikTok's doing that, honey.
No, I'm not saying just TikTok. I'm saying China has control over and could have control over what comes out on TikTok. And kids, especially young people, might start believing some things that are not true.
That's why they have parents. That's why they have us. How often, Patrick, do you
engage? Yeah, but think of how many parents, adults, believed things from Facebook.
Well, that's
parents
their problem.
Parents don't know.
How often do you engage your son, Patrick, about the crap on TikTok? Because we do it
weekly.
Every single night.
Yeah,
every
absolutely.
Night.
We do, but I don't see 99.9% of what they're seeing on TikTok. I mean, they're mostly seeing it themselves, so they could be seeing things over and over that we have no idea.
My point is, if you're going to shut them down, everybody goes. And Patrick, because we've seen this, brother. Remember MySpace? Huh?
Well, it went away when people stopped using it.
Right on.
They went to Facebook.
Exactly. What I'm saying is, the argument is, they'll shut this down and just go somewhere else. Is that fair?
Yeah, absolutely
I think
fair.
That's the whole point, is that they would go somewhere else. It's a U.S. company.
Yeah, but
they don't care necessarily about the content, like the kids are watching videos. It's that China could be putting propaganda out there.
Here's what I think.
It's not just the propaganda. It's the location tracking, the information that they can pull from your cell phone that has cameras.
I can tell you right now where my kids are at, and I can turn on cameras in Patrick's house. Patrick captured some of the most emotional video I've ever seen in my life recently.
Oh.
We'll talk about at a later date. But my point is, the world has changed. I think, and I want to hear from both of you here, I think this is part of the We Hate China, started by Trump, the Chinese did it, started with COVID. This is the I Hate China mentality. What do you say?
Well, I agree, but I think there's a reason. I mean, this whole world order, it looks like it could be starting to change with Russia and China possibly joining forces. And I think that the U.S. government has to and is taking that seriously.
Patrick. Do we shut down TikTok if you had the power today?
Based on what I've heard over the last couple of weeks, I'm not against shutting it down.
I would sell them, which is what they should do today, and everybody would be fine. Everybody would be fine. Samantha made it very clear that my wife is a celebrity, and she's very enamored with you being here, and she could care less
sweet.
If I'm here.
Right? I wouldn't say that.
Yeah, I would.
The theatrics, Marty. The theatrics of this.
So everybody knows, because all these folks get all worked up, that you're here today.
On Monday, yes.
And it throws off their little work week.
Yes.
And they get confused because you're here Wednesdays normally.
Right.
Right? Samantha, they're calling.
Okay, one caller.
Yeah. Why are they here today? Why is she here today? Was it a woman or a man?
It was a man.
Sir, I'm so sorry. I did not clear this through you. Honey, explain, please, why you're here today.
Yeah, Wednesday is Feed the Need here, where the telethon to raise money for the food bank. So I decided it'd be better to come another day. And since Larry's not here, perfect day to come.
So we went to Penn State.
Yeah.
Saturday.
My first time there ever.
I haven't been there in 40 years. I got to apologize to everybody that I've ever made fun of Penn State. I have said on this show, on the air, that if my daughter got a free ride, a private jet, and a limo, we would not go to Penn State for college.
You did say that.
Yes. I'm sorry. I'm wrong. Penn State rocks. It's an absolutely amazing place, is it not?
I absolutely loved it. Like, if I was a kid, I would go there.
Why?
Well, I mean, first of all, the campus has just a wonderful feel.
Yeah.
I felt like it was just all kids, very safe, beautiful, historic yet also kept up so well. I swear to you, I didn't see a weed on that entire campus. I mean, the landscaping, it's beautiful. Now, I know that that's not a reason to pick a college, but basically we're down to like Pitt and Penn State. And again, I'm not saying one's better than the other. I know we have a lot of fans on both sides. But in terms of a campus, I'd never been, and I was so impressed. And we've seen a lot of campuses, and it was really so beautiful. The town is adorable. It's charming.
And the kids
were great.
The
kids
engagement
we talked to.
With students was amazing.
That's what I love. The kids seemed to love it. The ones we talked to, the dorms were great. Just the way they organized the dorms in groups. And I don't know. It just seemed like a great place to be a student.
And the price is about the same.
As Pitt. Yeah, yeah.
Just so people know, I like Ohio State too, by the way. Mm-hmm. And she was accepted there as well. This is what it's like to have out-of-state tuition. Ohio State was what, $58,000?
$59,000,
honey.
Yeah, and counting tuition and room and board and all that.
Penn State and Pitt, roughly $29,000,
$30,000. Yep.
Right?
Yep. Less than half.
Less than half. And in our minds, there's no way to justify that, is there?
Well, no. I mean, Sophia basically likes them all pretty equally. So she is the first one to say there's no point in paying double if it's not that much better. Which she didn't see it, in her opinion, as a student, you know, as that much better.
What about having her at home? Not living at home, but having her in Oakland. Because I'm a Pitt guy. I love Pittsburgh. I went to Central Catholic. I love Oakland. And she loves Pitt, too.
She really does.
What about having her at home, honey?
Well, I mean, she originally wanted a more urban city school. So Pitt does fit that. And I, as I mentioned, went on the tour, you know, a couple weeks ago with her, saw it kind of from the student's perspective. And I can see what's attractive about it. I mean, talk about beautiful buildings, too. The Cathedral of Learning. There's a lot of really cool architecture. Now they've got, you know, the old PAA as dorms. I mean, there's just really neat buildings. You're walking around the Soldiers and Sailors Memorial Hall. It's a neat area. But it is very urban, and it is, you know, there's buses and it's loud and it's, you know, it's a city vibe. It definitely doesn't have that safe kind of, I don't know, more laid back feel of a college campus that's like kind of its own thing where you're just around college kids.
Why are we having this conversation? Because so many parents are making this decision right now. And to throw some numbers at you, I love D.C. We do.
Yeah.
American George Washington. 80 to 90,000 a year.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And she gets no aid, right?
Right.
Ohio State, 58,000 a year. So mm-hmm. 60, right?
Mm-hmm.
Penn State, Pitt, 27 to 30,000.
Yeah.
If you're a parent, what decision do you make?
Right. And to be fair, Penn State and Pitt, that's still not cheap. I mean, we have the second highest cost of state universities of all states in the country. I mean, that's still really high.
So if she had gone to George Washington, and we loved American too. So do the math. $360,000 for undergrad, $200,000 for law school, which she mm-hmm. wants to do.
Yeah.
That's $560,000, one kid.
Right.
Is that feasible, ma'am?
Yeah. And then we have two more to go.
Is that even impossible to wrap your arms around?
No, I mean, and she's the first one. She's now of the age where she's been around all these conversations of young people coming out with all kind of loans. Her cousins, you know, are still paying loans into their 40s.
My cousin has $500,000 in college debt.
Yeah.
My nephew, I apologize.
And she knows lots of people. We talk about friends and family who, you know, it affects your lifestyle as you get older. So she is now thinking more about that than I think some younger people did, you know, maybe 20 years ago, 15 years ago. And because of that, she's like, you know, it's just not worth it for
me. And Pitt and Penn State are both top 50 to 60 colleges in America.
Yeah. I have to say, I was very impressed with Penn State. I absolutely loved it. And then we also met with the people in her program, which she wants to do environmental science. And I mean, the way they treat the kids, they do all these special programs. They go to this cabin for a week, you know, before school starts to get to know each other. So it kind of felt like a small school within a big school, which I guess, you know, you think this huge school, 100,000 kids. I mean, that's massive. That sounds intimidating to me. But then when you actually get in a program, you realize, wow, okay, it's like a small family feel within that.
I apologize to every single person in Penn State. To anybody I ever make fun of for going to Penn State.
I hope Sandy and Scott and the Trezors are listening.
They're out of town. That's why I'm doing it today. I love you, Penn Staters. Please forgive me. I apologize for everything I've ever said. Kinda. Sort of. A little bit. Beautiful place. Smarty and Christine, hi, honey.
Hi.
Tell folks why you're here today. They're getting all worked up.
Yeah, Wednesday's the Feed the Need telethon, so I came Monday instead this week.
Thank you. So Pitt or Penn State?
If it were my vote, I'd say Penn State.
All right. I'm going to withhold for now. Here's what I love about my wife. Problem, solution. So you have heard time and time again on this show, the despair, the anger, the crime, the violence among teenagers, right?
Yes.
And you did an amazing piece on a restaurant downtown.
Right, Cafe Momentum.
And it does what?
They help kids who are already in the juvenile justice system, been in trouble, turn their lives around.
Right? And you've been in that restaurant and it's amazing.
Oh, it's already happening. It's only been open a couple months and these kids are already changing.
And their lives have been saved.
Yes, they told me it.
These are the kids that everybody said they could not reach.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Shift to this biking adventure. Tell me about this. This is amazing stuff.
Yeah, so this wonderful organization called Pittsburgh Youth Leadership also takes kids who are headed in the wrong direction and turns their lives around using cycling as the way to do that. And they've done trips across the country, literally from coast to coast,
right,
taking young people from Pittsburgh. And over 17 years, they've been doing this, wow, doing small rides, big rides. And it's making a difference. These kids who this attorney who founded it, he'd see these same kids and families over and over, and it changes the trajectory of the whole family.
So the point is, and this is why I love you, there is hope.
There is definitely hope.
And there is opportunity.
There's opportunity. People are doing it right now.
All right, let's grab two of the fellows. What do I just do? Just hit this? Cody. I'm up.
Hello.
Chago and Cruz. What's up?
Yes.
Hello.
Hey, guys. You're on with Christine, and this is my husband, Marty Griffin. Thanks for joining us in your ride. So let me explain to everybody what these three are doing. So Cody is a program director for Pittsburgh Youth Leadership, which I just talked about. And Cruz and Chago Bradbury are 16 and 18 years old from Highland Park. They're homeschooled, and they are doing one of these coast-to-coast rides. Now, this is not just a regular, not that there ever is a regular coast-to-coast bike ride, but this is the epic extreme version. They're doing it in 18 days. They left on March 10th from California, and today they expect to arrive in Florida. So, boys, let me ask you first, Chago, Cruz, how's it going? Are you going to make it to the end today?
I would say it looks like we're going to make it today.
And how many miles will you do today, fellas?
Tomorrow we knocked out a huge chunk of 200, so today we only have 80 left.
Come on, man.
Wait, you biked 200 miles yesterday?
Correct.
Oh, my goodness.
201.
How many hours did that take?
We did it in 12 hours and like 4 minutes.
Oh, come on.
Oh, my goodness. That is so unbelievable. And to think that this wasn't just a one-day thing. You've been biking every day for an average of like 9 hours since March 10th. Is that right?
That is correct.
How is your body feeling?
Tired of biking, that's for sure.
Hey, let's get down to it, though. Has it changed your life?
I would say it's definitely, I came away with some amazing experiences that will definitely impact my future.
Wow.
So I would say it has changed my life.
And let me say, too, Cruz and Chago are a little bit different than a lot of the kids who go through the program, right, who have had, you know, run-ins maybe with the law and that kind of thing. They've been involved really more as kind of mentors for some of these other kids, from what I understand.
Amazing.
Cody, you run this program, and you actually went through the program. Tell us, if you would, how it did make such a difference in your life.
For me, it made such a difference because I really had a rough upbringing, like many kids in the city of Pittsburgh. And for me, this was just another opportunity and outlet to really, you know, be free. And there's nothing more free and fulfilling than riding a bike at your own will and escaping the product of just negative things happening in Pittsburgh. So it's changed my life for the better, and I swear by it. So that's why I came back to help out.
So, Cody, so for those who say just throw all these kids in Schuman to hell with them, what do you say?
I'm against that, you know? Like, if that's the case, ship them to Pittsburgh Youth Leadership. We'll get them right.
And Cody, I know you told me you weren't sure you'd even live to be, what, 17 years old. I mean, it was that. You were in a dangerous crowd. How do you use cycling to change these lives? How does that happen?
I think most importantly is just having them have someone to really connect with, right? Like, I try to be that figure and relate with them. We have a lot of one-on-one talks on the bike at a slower pace where we see the world at like 10 miles per hour, which is much different than a car. And I think for them, it really helps them slow down everything in that fast paced life. So, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, you know, if they just have someone that can really empathize with them, it does wonders.
Hey, Chaga, for all the kids out there who have parents or grandparents listening, what's your message?
If you put your mind to something, you can overcome it. Definitely.
Cruz, same question to you. What's your message to all the kids or parents or grandparents listening who might be troubled? Cruz. We lost.
All right. Let me jump in here, too, because Chago and Cruz are also raising money on this ride for the people of Haiti. They've been to Haiti. Wow. They've seen the poverty. Their dad co-founded a nonprofit there to help the Haitians help themselves. So tell us how much you guys are hoping to raise and what you hope people will do to support you on this last day of your 18-day epic bike ride, Chago or Cruz.
Chago, go ahead.
Yeah. So our father co-founded Haiti H2O with his partner, Jeff Brandemolen. And as we were riding across the country, we wanted to support Haiti and kind of experience what they experience with the adversity they live with every day. And so our goal is $25,000, and we've raised $10,000 so far. So actually, a lot of people today have been already giving some donations. And it's been a huge help.
That's awesome. Well, we wish you guys the very best. And everybody can go to my Facebook page, KDKA, and also KDKA.com/Kidsburg. We have a link for where people can donate to support you on this final day. Congratulations. I'm so amazed.
Hey, Cody, if folks are interested in getting involved, how do they do that, sir?
If you go to PittsburghYouthLeadership.org, there will be contact and pictures and everything that you'll need to get a hold of us. And then also through social media platforms such as Facebook and Instagram.
You're the best, man. Love what you're doing.
Thank you.
Man.
Thank you for all the love and support.
Honey.
Thank you so much. Job. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, and we've got web links also to the Pittsburgh Youth Leadership. I'm going to do another story on them and actually go biking with them and see more of what they do, too. It's amazing.
Wow. It's amazing. I'll tell you why I love that segment. Because we have collectively, as a culture and society and as a city, given up on these kids, have we not?
Right, and we keep talking about Schuman, which, yes, there's a place for the juvenile justice system, and I realize that's a problem that we need somewhere for some of them to go. But the real problem is to get to the root of why the kids are violent and to stop the violence in the first place. Schuman only stops it after it happens.
And people always say these programs don't work, but they do work.
They absolutely do. So I spoke with a founder who I said he's an attorney. He started it 17 years ago because he kept seeing these same kids and same family members coming in. And he said of the 200 kids in the program who've gone through over 17 years, 99% are either working in college or in the military.
Wow. Now,
yeah.
So we can't just throw them away.
No. And I thought it was so interesting
that
it's literally through slowing down, talking, having someone who cares, that's what these kids need. They're in a lot of them are in, bad situations. They're caught up in bad stuff and they don't really know an alternative.
Hey, and I'm really blown away by this restaurant downtown.
Cafe Momentum. Yeah.
You were there.
I was.
Tell me one story about this young girl you met there.
Okay. Well, there were a couple of them,
but
the one who is local, she got in a fight at school and was suspended and wasn't allowed to go back, maybe even expelled. I'm not sure. And she, you know, was kind of depressed, didn't know what to do, was in the justice system. And then she found out about Cafe Momentum. Initially, she didn't want to go, but she always liked cooking. And so when she found out she could learn to be a chef, she said, okay, I'll try it. And she said it has totally turned her life around. She's now got direction. She's excited. She does her online school from 6 to 9 in the morning because she wants to be there all day learning about the kitchen.
And alternatively, they'd be in jail or dead or on the streets.
Absolutely. That's what they've told me.
So the programs work.
It works. Yeah.
I wanted to beat this into folks' heads because this is my fault. We all do it. We all say arrest them. We all say put them in Schumann. But these plans work.
Yeah, I think we really have to help them one-on-one, you know, and there are a lot of great people out there. There's many more programs working to do that. But, you know, obviously you can't get everybody, but we need to try and work more and more to get as many kids as we can to help them turn their own lives around.
Love it, honey. Thank you.
Thank you.
Christine is here today because Wednesday is the big, big Feed the Need campaign, which I love, love, love.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.